Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer continued to be lower in June, down 2 points to a reading of 97. The barometer's index of future expectations also dropped, falling 5 points to a reading of 95, the lowest level since 2016. Producers are slightly more optimistic about their current conditions. The index of current conditions rose 5 points to 99, but rising input costs and uncertainty about the future continue to weigh on farmer sentiment. Many producers in the survey said they're concerned about the ongoing rise in production costs and volatile commodity prices, two factors that could lead to a production cost income squeeze in 2023. The Farm Financial Performance Index, which deals with income expectations in the current year, rose 2 points in June to 83. However, that's still the lowest level for the index during the past 2 years. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey now has a look at the national agricultural forecast for June 12th through the 18th.
Still more good news for much of the Midwest, the Mid-Atlantic, and the Northeast. We expect to see near to even pockets of below normal temperatures in most of those areas. However, the heat will persist in many parts of the country, including and in particular the South Central United States, generally the Deep South, and then also in the Far West. Heat will be building as we head into mid-July, it looks like, across the Northwestern United States. Meanwhile, in terms of precipitation patterns, it looks like the East should stay pretty well watered. But as we get into mid-July, parts of the upper Midwest actually may start drying out. It's not going to be particularly hot, but we're just going to see cool, dry air overspreading the upper Midwest.
The June 30th acreage report from the USDA shows farmers planted slightly less acres than last year. However, the American Farm Bureau Federation's senior economist, Veronica Nye, says the USDA will resurvey some planted acreage, which could change the data.
USDA's June 30 acreage report indicates that for the 22-23 crop year, farmers planted 237.8 million acres of corn, soybeans, wheat, and cotton. This is down about 700,000 acres from 21. However, USDA has indicated that a special follow-up survey will be carried out due to the significant number of acres left to be planted per farmer's stated intention.
Nye says farmers didn't seem to change planting decisions based on high input prices.
Ahead of the report's release, much of the conversation focused on whether farmers would switch to corn despite the higher planting costs in hopes that the revenue received in the fall would be higher than soybean returns. The acreage report indicates that farmers made small shifts to plant a few more acres of corn and cotton and pulled acres from beans and wheat, but that was likely due to weather.
This is Inside Agriculture.